Pinoy.
Namumuhay ng masaya at puno ng pagmamahal ang relasyon ni Sue sa kanyang anak na babae. Kaya malapit ito sa isa't isa. Parang best friend ang kanilang turingan at sinusuportahan nila ang bawat hakbang ng kanilang buhay. Hanggang sa dumating ang hindi nila inasahang unos na nagpabago sa kanilang buong pamumuhay. Napansin ng ina na bigla na lang nag-iba ang personalidad ng anak. Naging agresibo at magaspang na ang pag-uugali. Nagulat din ito sa madalas na hindi pagkain ng anak. At ang lahat ng ito ay hindi niya inakalang mangyayari sa kanilang buhay.
I could just say one word and it would be the wrong thing. She was so disrespectful to me. It was beyond belief.
Matapos pinatingnan sa doktor, na-diagnose ang anak na may eating disorder.
Everybody felt like they were treading on eggshells around her. Just horrible. Just horrible. Sometimes she'd throw things. Really, really unreasonable behavior. And compared to what it was about, it was just like a total overreaction.
Madalas ang eating disorder ay napagkamalang isang pisikal na sakit o isang lifestyle choice. Subalit ang eating disorder ay isang sakit sa pag-iisip o mental illness na may kasamang epekto sa pisikal at pag-uugali ng isang tao, katulad ng mabilis na pag-iba ng timpla ng pag-uugali at agresibo o nagiging mabagsik. At ang mga carers o nag-aalaga ng may eating disorders ay nagiging saksi sa biglang pag-iba ng personalidad ng mga biktima nito.
Shouting and screaming and saying horrible things, being quite aggressive, crying, not talking to us.
Samantala, si Alex, kagaya ni Sue at marami pang ibang magulang, ay naging saksi din sa nakakagulat na pag-iba ng mga kaugalian ng sariling anak na ayon sa kanya, halos hindi na niya kilala ang sariling anak.
I mean, all of those behaviors, it was very confronting because it was so different to how we knew our daughter.
Sa ulat ng Deloitte Access Economics na kinomisyon ng Butterfly Foundation, tinatayang higit 1,800 ang namatay sa taong 2012 dahil sa sakit na ito. Ito din ang isa sa may pinakamataas na mortality rate sa lahat ng may psychiatric disorders. At wala pa ni isang komprehensibong pag-aaral na ginawa 10 taon na ang nakaraan. Kaya ikinabahala ng ilang advocacy groups na posibleng pumalo na ang bilang ng may eating disorder sa Australia. At dahil hindi na diagnose, ito ang sanhi upang silang mga carers ang nagpapasa ng krus o nahihirapan. Kaya pinaliwanag ng isang mananaliksik mula Deakin University na si Genevieve Pepin kung ano ang tunay na sitwasyon ng mga nag-aalaga ng may eating disorder.
Caring for someone who has an eating disorder has been associated with very high level of psychological distress, of burden, very, very high levels also of anxiety and depression that are actually higher than people who are caring for someone, for example, with Alzheimer's disease or people with cancer or people receiving palliative care.
Sa isang punto, tinatayang umaabot sa 1 milyong Australians o kaya 4% ng populasyon ng bansa ay may kasama o inaarugang may eating disorder. Ang masaklap pa dito silang mga carers ay pakiramdam na walang magawa at higit sa lahat, kulang ang kaalaman kung paano harapin ang hamong ito.
I would go off into the bedroom and I would spend 5 minutes and I'd probably cry and then I would go back out and see her as if nothing had happened. It was very, very hard.
Sabi pa ni Dr. Pepin, ang masakit sa ganitong sitwasyon ay mismong ang mga carers ay wala ng panahon para alagaan ang sarili. Bagay na mapanganib para sa kanilang katinuan.
Although carers have personal needs, they will put these needs at the bottom of their priority because what is most important for them is to get their loved one better. And in the long term, for the carers, it means their overall health becomes significantly compromised. They need to care for themselves and look after their own health if they want to be a healthy carer who can actually support someone with an eating disorder, knowing that eating disorders are so complex and challenging and difficult and unpredictable as well.
Subalit may magandang balita dahil may ahensya na nagbibigay tulong at suporta sa mga may eating disorders pati na sa pamilya nito. Ito ay ang National Eating Disorders Collaboration. Isa itong Australian government initiative na nakatuon sa pagbuo at implementasyon ng sistema ng pag-aalaga para maiwasan at mabigyan ng lunas silang may eating disorders. Ayon sa ahensya, mahalagang agad magpagamot para tuluyang gumaling ang mga may sakit. Subalit, aminado itong kulang ang kanilang maibibigay na tulong para sa mga malalayong lugar dahil na din sa stigma at kulang sa kaalaman ang carers para sa pag-aalaga ng mga may sakit. At ito ang hamon na hinaharap ng inang si Sue.
There's very little support for people because 1 hour a week with a psychologist is really not enough when you're dealing with it 24/7. It's just such a big ask for somebody who has no medical background, and we're asked to do what people are doing in the hospital, what nurses and doctors do. And that is so challenging. Just some sort of support so that somebody's checking in with you. People don't see what we're going through at home, which is very different from what happens in hospital. So that support isn't offered because nobody knows. Nobody phones you up and says, well, what happened today?
Paunawa ni Dr. Pipin, dapat ang mga carers ay may sapat na kaalaman sa sakit at may tamang suporta at tulong gaya ng kahit papaano may panahon ito sa sarili. Sa ganung paraan, mabigay ang tamang suporta sa may sakit.
Providing carers with specific resources and a better understanding of what eating disorders are and what they can do to better support their loved one. What they need is to have a place where it's safe to say really what they think instead of trying to control their emotion because of the worry of the fear that what they will say or what they will do might increase the severity of the disorder. A space where they can connect with other people because isolation and stigma are very, very strongly reported by carers. So a blend of education for the carers but also support for them where they can talk about how they feel.
At ito naman ang sitwasyon ni Alex. Dahil sa ngayon, kahit siya ang nag-aalaga sa anak, sapat ang suporta ang natatanggap at naaalagaan pa nito ang kanyang sarili. Kaya nasa maayos itong posisyon para magbigay ng suporta sa mahal na anak.
You kind of realize that you do need to practice self-care or otherwise you just can't go the distance because this can take years. Carving out little bits of time for me, like early in the morning or late at night, to have some normality in my life and just a little bit of time out.
Sabi ni Alex, naging posible ito dahil nakahanap din siya ng kalinga at suporta mula sa mga taong tulad niya ang sitwasyon na nagbigay sa kanya ng lakas para ipagpatuloy ang kanyang misyon na alagaan ang anak na may sakit hanggang sa gumaling.
And the other thing that was really, really helpful and totally essential to me getting through it was peer support from other carers that could understand all the horrible things that were going on for me and at home, and sometimes where you just felt really hopeless or you wonder whether it's going to go on forever. There were people that I could ask or they'd been there and could really empathize. That was really, really invaluable.
Ang Eating Disorders Family Australia o EDFA ay isang peer support network na itinatag ng grupo ng mga magulang na may tunay na karanasan sa pag-aalaga ng may eating disorders. Sabi ng network co-founder na si Christine Naismith, alam niya ang epekto ng eating disorders sa loob ng pamilya. Dagdag pa nito, kapag may 1 milyon ang nagdurusa sa sakit na ito, apektado dito ang 4 milyong tao dahil ang buong pamilya na nakapalibot sa biktima ay siguradong apektado ang buhay.
As a parent or a carer, the task is really huge and it is absolutely cruel what someone with an eating disorder goes through, but similarly, what the family goes through, it impacts every single member of the family. They all suffer. It's very challenging mentally, it's physically exhausting, and you have financially draining because you have to pay for so many different clinicians and you're seeing psychologists and psychiatrists and dietitians and then therapists for yourself. It affects everybody.
Sa nagdaang 18 buwan, inamin ni Naismith na pag-alaman ng network na halos 300% ang pagtaas ng bilang ng kanilang miyembro. Ibig sabihin nito, dumarami ang nakakaranas ng ganitong sakit, kaya ang pagkakaroon ng eating disorders ay pangkaraniwan na at dapat walang diskriminasyon sa ganitong kondisyon.
We're seeing people younger and younger getting eating disorders, even 7-year-olds. It's just horrendous, but they can actually occur any gender, any age, any socioeconomic background, any ethnicity or cultural background. These are not a choice. This is not a sign of vanity. Eating disorders don't discriminate, and it's something we all need to be talking about. We have to break down the stigma and the shame so that people will speak about eating disorders, will start to understand they're very prevalent, they're very common, and they're very dangerous. And we need to get people that we're worried about help urgently.
Kaya hinimok ni Dr. Pipin ang mga carers na agad humingi ng tulong o suporta para sa mas ikagagaan ng sitwasyon at kondisyon ng mahal sa buhay.
Reach out to organizations that support carers or that can provide different types of supports or resources. For example, I would say get in touch with Eating Disorders Family Australia. If you're in Victoria, I would say get in touch with Eating Disorders Victoria. There's the Butterfly Foundation. There's Inside Out Institute, which is national and also has great resources for carers as well. There's a National Eating Disorders Collaboration. And there's also, again, if we're thinking about Victoria, the Center of Excellence in Eating Disorder.
Si Alana, 8 taon nang hindi sinusumpong ng sakit. Kaya sobra-sobra ang pasasalamat sa mga taong nagtulungan para alagaan ito hanggang sa gumaling.
It's a selfish illness and it turns your brain into a really selfish machine where you just can't even see the damage that you're doing to everyone else. I just didn't realize how much care and support it would take to get me well and basically 24/7 around the clock care. I really just can't even comprehend how they put up with it and handled me when I was in such a bad way and was being so awful and attempting to push them away and attempting to reject all their love and support. You felt incredibly guilty about what you were doing, but you still couldn't stop it. That's how I kind of knew that something was not right in my brain because that's just not a normal way of thinking.
Naniniwala si Alana na dahil sa pag-aaruga ng mapagmahal na ina, gumaling ito at itinuring na nagsalba ng kanyang buhay.
She was amazing and we didn't have a fantastic relationship around that time. The eating disorder just accelerated that even more and made me very secretive and aggressive and rude to her to push her away. And she was just incredibly patient and kind and supportive. I love her. She saved my life. I'm just so proud of her. If you haven't gone through it, it's very hard for people on the outside to really understand just how intense it is. It does get better. It really does. The relationships repair over time and I'm just so deeply, deeply grateful to my parents and my family.
At para sa lahat ng mga carers.
It is worth it because you're doing it for someone you love. We weren't going to let her die. You just really step up and you dig deep and you do everything that you need to do to help that person because they can't do it by themselves. They're just not able to do it alone.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon at mga naghahanap ng kalinga at suporta para sa eating disorders at body image issues, maaaring makipag-ugnay sa Butterfly Foundation sa 1-800-334-673 o bisitahin ang www.butterfly.org.au o ang National Eating Disorders Collaboration at nedc.com.au. Ang impormasyong ibinahagi ay pangkalahatang gabay lamang para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong sitwasyon o kondisyong pangkalusugan, mainam na kumonsulta sa inyong doktor. At ating isaisip na ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat nating ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Sheila Joy Labrador.